In this week's parasha, parasha's Nitzavim, Vayelech, the parasha after the Toichicha of parasha's Kitovai, we have the parasha which many Rishonim, the Ramban specifically, says is the mitzvah of tshuva. Ki ha-mitzvah hazeh is asher anochem tzav chayom le-nechlei simimcha v'lo yerochai kehi. Discuss this mitzvah a bit. I want to discuss the previous parasha, right before that. Pasuk elaborates V'hoyo ki yavou elecho kol advor mo'ila abrocha v'aklola shenosati lefonecho. And you'll be thrown out into the galus. V'ashivoy so'el levovcho b'chol ha'goyim asher yidchacho Hashem elokecho shamo. And you'll decide, v'shavta ad Hashem elokecho, v'shamata b'choyloi, k'chol asher anoichem mitzav chayoi, ato uvanecho b'chol levovcho b'chol nafshecho. You want to do tshuva? Hashem says, and I'll help you do tshuva. I'll help you succeed in your tshuva. You'll manage. First of all, Hashem will bring you back. And Hashem will do mila on your heart to take off your Orla Salev to help you do tshuva. As Rabbi Yoni brings from this pasuk, it's a haftocha that someone who tries to do tshuva will never be beyond him. The person always has the option of doing tshuva, and as the lashon Rabbi Yoni is, that a person will find that a Kodesh Baruch will help him kasher ein yad tivoy maseges, even more than what he thinks is naturally possible. He sees, how could I make a change? How could I make that true change? Hashem promises him, I'll help you lamala miderech hateva. You'll find the koiches within yourself if you'll truly want to get there. I'll help you. The whole parasha continues and it finishes off with tremendous, beautiful promises. Ki tishma b'kol Hashem lekecho lishmor mitzvoyso v'chukoyso v'akusuva b'sefer ha-toyra haze ki sosh v'la Hashem lekecho b'chol levovcho v'chol nafshecho. The Netziv beautifully explains how the parasha is referring to specifically Yidden in the times of Golus, that they're thrown into an Eretz Lo Lohem, a land which isn't theirs, and they're not allowed bedavka. They don't have land to plant like they had in Eretz Yisrael, and they're not. And I'm adding, he adds, and sometimes there's gzeiros that the government didn't allow Jews to have land, like. Tsarist Russia for hundreds of years, where Jews weren't allowed to plant, they weren't allowed to have any land. You had a crazy situation in Ukraine. The whole countryside was full of shtetlach, of Jews, areas where Jews were allowed to live, very fertile lands. You had full shtetlach which were only Jewish, but the outskirts of the shtetlach, and the outside where the fields were, those were owned by goyim, and the goyim used to come into the shtetlach to sell their produce once a week on the day of the Yerid. But the Jews weren't allowed to own the land. So what did Jews have to do? They have to be Yosik and Mischa. Says the Netziv, the nature of being a soicher is takes you away from Yiddishkeit. By nature, being a businessman is something which takes away a person from Ahavas Hashem and from Yiras Hashem. Just being out in the business world. The haftoch over here is that if you truly want to do tshuva, even if you're in a matzav of being in the Eretz Loi Lochem, in a far off land, in a matzav that you have to be Isaac in business to be able to bring sustenance to your family, you'll be matzliach. And you'll be able to achieve high madrigas of Ahavas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. What's the tenai? Ki tishma b'koil Hashem Elokecha. Lishmor mitzvoisov v'chukoisov haksuva b'sefer ha-Torah hazeh. Which is what? Says the Netziv. Ki tishma b'koil Hashem Elokecha lishmor mitzvoisov v'chukoisov. Shetia ato mikol mokoim oisek b'Torah. If you'll be an Oisik Batoira, in what level? Lishmor, to hold on to the mitzvahs, but not only to hold on to the kiyum of the mitzvahs, it's not referring just to the kiyum of the mitzvahs, but it's to hold on to the chukim. Hainu guf mitzvah shebatoira, hainu chukis ha-mitzvah al-pikabolos ha-mesoira. Shari mayra kan v'mish Oisik b'mischor. The way to be matzliach, to be able to be dovuk in Ahavas Hashem, is ki lishmor mitzvoisav chukoisav haksuva b'sefer ha-Torah hazeh. You have to be koiveya, your kviyas is in learning. Your kavua to be shokua in Ahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu through limud ha-Torah. Then you'll succeed. And there's the haftocha, that even though you're in chutzlaretz, and even though you're Isaac in business, you'll be in a matziv, you can be dovuk in a havas Hashem, and you have the haftocha that you'll be matzliach with it. Umol Hashem elokecha es levovcha. In one tnai, ki toshuv Hashem elokecha b'chol levovcha b'chol nafshecha. If your whole she'ifa will be to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol ha'lev b'chol ha'nefesh, and that's your whole she'ifa, you'll succeed no matter what you do. And the Netziv brings Mufurish Chazal to Gemara and Kiddushin. Gemara and Kiddushin compares, Gemara says, Barasi Torah, Barasi Yitzhara Tavlin. And the Gemara gives a mashal to a doctor who warned his patient. He says, take this medication, put it on the wound, and put on the bandage, and keep it there. If you have this medication with this bandage on the wound, you can eat whatever you will eat and drink whatever you'll drink, you'll be okay. If you'll take off this medication, you'll take off the bandage, the wound will get infected and it's going to kill you eventually. No matter what you try to guard yourself and what foods, you need this medication with this bandage. Nothing else will help. Says the Gemara, Barotzi Yitzhar, Barotzi Yitzhar Tavli. Yitzhar is a wound. Humanity is inflicted by a very dangerous wound called the Yitzhar. There is one medication that won't allow that infection to spread. That's Limud HaTorah. If you have the Limud HaTorah, you have the bandage, you do the remedy, which the Gemara Kiddushin Daf Lamed says is the Torah. You'll eat whatever you have to eat. You'll drink whatever you have. You don't have to be so careful with the foods. You'll be okay. Says the Netziv, that means you can allow yourself to become a businessman. But with one tnai, do das ligin and learning. Your cup has to be shokua in limud haTorah, and that has to be your sheifa b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. And over here, the Netziv explains that that's the explanation of the Hemshech of the Parsha. The Ramban explains that it's referring specifically to Tshuva. Netziv says it's referring to Lishmor Mitzvot Chukos Haksuv B'Sefer HaTorah Hazeh. Ki HaMitzvah Hazois Asher Noich Mitzavcho Hayoyim. This mitzvah that I'm warning you to ligin and learn and to be shakua in learning, no matter what matziv, wherever you are out in Golis, whatever your occupation is, whatever your nebuch forced to be doing. And I'm telling you that if you stick to lomdis, you stick to learning, your cup will be bentor dikin cup, you'll survive it all. Don't think that it's so hard. Lo nifleisim mimcha, v'lo rochoikah, zok the Netziv. I can't even tell over the whole Netziv, it's the most beautiful shtickle he has to see it inside. But I'll try my best just to give you a tam of the idea that he's saying. Lo yibashomayim hileimor miyal alonu hashomayim hilekocha. Spirituality isn't beyond your reach. It's not something that's in Shemaim that you say, well, how could I ever reach it and how could I take it? V'loy me'ever la'yom hi. Le'im me'yavar lanu elever ha'yom v'yikochay lanu. V'yashmeinu oisem na'aseno. Ki koroiv eilecha adover ma'oid b'ficho u'bilavavcho la'aseysa. Says the Netziv. A Jew, by his nature of his neshama, who he is and what he is, Yisrael va'araisa v'kutshabrichu chadhu. A Jew, by being a Jew, is close, be'etzem, in his potential, takudosh baruch hu, into the Torah. The natural, normal status of a Jew is to be shokua in Londis, to be a London, to be shokua in learning, and to be dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ahavas Hashem. We're not goyim. And the fact that we're not goyim is that we are capable of uplifting ourselves from the disgusting goyish lifestyle, what they have, what life is all about. A Jew is able to be repulsed by that way of living, disgusted by that way of living, because he's able to give himself the sheer pleasure of being dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is our DNA. Our DNA is different. And this idea that our DNA is different, that is what the Pasuk is saying, Ki korev elecho hadover ma'oid. It's very, very close to you. Get it straight. Who are you? You're Jewish. You are a Jew. And by being a Jew, that means that you're capable of being a London, a Talmud Chochem, and being Davuk in a Havas Hashem, keeping the Torah and the Mitzvahs down to its finest detail, and enjoying every minute of it, being totally uplifted on a different lifestyle. Ki korev elecho hadover me'oid. Me'oid. You can be surrounded by stinking goyim and remain hailing and being a different being, because that's who you are. You're Jewish. Every Jew has that within himself when he wants to do it. That's the yesod of Ki korev elecho hadover me'oid b'ficho b'levavcha la'asoysoy. With this mahalach, the Nesiv explains the next parasha. The first parasha is Chamishi. Is Revi. When it's Mechuber, it's Sheni. Then the next is Shlishi. And then the next one's Revi. When it's Mechuber. Re'ei nosat lefanel chayim esachayim vesatoy vesamoves vesora. Says the Netziv, what's the Pasuk referring to? This is the Hemshech of the Netziv that I spoke last week. Shabbos Day meal. I spoke, for those of you who were here, those are not. I can't repeat the whole thing, but the Nekuda is that Chaim, many places in Torah, is not referring to life in the sense of Chaim and not death. Chaim is referring to Alizus HaNefesh, to Egelep de Leben, to living a proper, enjoyable, real Gishmak life. As the Yiddish phrase goes, Gelep de Leben, Gahak de Leben. He lived a life. There's a life of Lebedekait, where a person's fully alive. And there's a life, Nebach, which is dead. Moves, Ra. Which the Netziv says over here is not referring to physical death. It's referring to a life of being dead. There's people who are physically alive, but their whole status, they're toit, they're dead. In the Psukim, in Parshas Veschanon, which we studied on last week, there's a tzivui of being alive, enjoying life, having a good leben, leman yitav lecho, levonecho acharecho, leman tarich yomim, which is what? Through limud haTorah. A person is capable through limud haTorah to be misaneg. And to really have a very pleasurable life. Kimoshe pirashnu bekama mekoimes, dveikus valivas nefesh ha-yisraeli. The dveikus and the alizus of the nefesh in ba'olam hazeh b'shor shu koshu be'ahava. In this world, when a person is connected with Ahavas Hashem, or ba'olam habo, at the time when nafshi is tzura b'tzura chayim, that's the reference of life over here. Moves, when a person is separated from the makor ha'elyon in ba'olam hazeh, when he's b'shiflus and he's disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's life like death, or even when his neshama is in the olam haba. It's, if his nefesh is mekula b'kaf akela and is disconnected from the Tzara Chayim, that's death. Mamas is his rachakus mimakor chayim, to be like animals, like b'nei tamusa. So there's with the physical being alive, and then there's and then, but being emotionally and spiritually dead. V'chein, after a person dies, the nefesh and the neshama lives forever. But then there's those people who have nothing, and they even though the nefesh is still survived, because the nefesh never dies, but they're kolua b'kaf akela. They have no shaychas any oynig ruchni nevach. This pasuk is coming to make this emphasis. A Jew has to know he has a full potential to have a great life. A great life. And it doesn't matter where he came from, what he did till now, what he's up to. It goes hand in hand. Benkach or benkach, even if it's not specifically like the Ramban learns that it's specific mitzvah of tshuva, but the whole parish is the parish of tshuva. And this whole parish is saying, saying, even in that this specific mitzvah zois is referring to not the tshuva, but it's referring to the mitzvah of being shakua and learning, no matter if you're in the business world or in professional, whatever part of society that you're physically surrounded by. But benkach u benkach, the pasuk is a parasha of tshuva. The whole parasha is speaking about which is saying what really is underlying the whole yisod of everything that Siv is saying. The parasha is coming to make a very, very strong emphasis. As the pasuk continues, and again, which is referring to being mechadish chidush Torah with all the different gedorim, the way the Netziv is marach on this parsha. What's the pasuk emphasizing? Every Jew has a potential to catch himself and to realize his capabilities, who he is as a Jew, what his DNA is, and he's able to make a turnaround, and he's able to say, yes, I'll become a lamdan, I'll become a talmud chacham, on a level that I'll be able to enjoy closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a true way. I have it within me to give myself a great life, a great spiritual life through spirituality. And that's what the pasuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us is, Re'ei, nosati lefonecho hayoim. I've given it, you have the potential of chayim, of toiv. Neidach gisa, I've given you a Yetzirah, and I've given you a Nisyonis that you're able to slip, and you have in front of you a challenge, some of us Vesara. And I'm warning you, choose life. Asher anoichim mitzav chayoyim, la'avres Hashem alikecho, la'leches b'drochav, v'lishmar mitzvoyisav, v'chukoyisav v'mishpotav. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises all the brachas. And then the pasuk then continues, it's the end of Parshas Nitzavim. Hachayim v'hamoves nosati lefonecho, which means, you can have a gishmak life, or you can have a miserable life. Habrocha v'haklolo. Uvacharta b'chayim. Choose life. L'man tichya ato v'zarecho. In order that you should be a lebediker, you and your descendants. The Netziv says, it's muchrach m'nei yubei from the pasuk, from the etzim reference, l'man tichya ato v'zarecho. Of course, you won't have descendants if you're going to be dead. So what's the reference of l'man tichya ato v'zarecho? So says the Netziv, says the Pshuta Shel Mikras means over here, l'man tichye, that you should be a lebedika person. You should be a freilicha person. You should be a happy person. You should be a person who has oisher, who has oisher with an aleph, who your whole metzias is a gishmak, a good life. And that mesorah of having goodness in life and seeing goodness in life, that's a mesorah you should pass on to your children. L'man tichye ato v'zarecho. Very famous word of Rav Moshe Feinstein, which fits very well with the Netziv over here. How is a person zoiche to have l'man tich yatav zarecho, that they should live a teredikah life? It's if you take do mitzvahs with the gishmak, la'avas Hashem lekecho lishma b'koylem v'dovka boy ki hu chayecho. So Moshe used to say, he says, Yidden who came to America and they kept Shabbos with a tremendous Mesiris Nefesh, but they used to come home and they used to krech, they used to complain and say, oi, it's schwer zu sein a Yid, it's hard to be Jewish. Zokner Moshe, that Metzias is that none of their descendants ended up Jewish. Reason being, well, if a kid gets from his father an attitude of a krech, oi, it's schwer zu sein a Yid, it's hard to be a Jew, then a kid grows up with such an attitude. He doesn't want a life that's hard. If Nebuch the father had if by the father Yiddishkeit was a Schwerkeit and he didn't learn to appreciate the geschmack of what Yiddishkeit is all about, if he didn't have lahavos Hashem lekecha, if he didn't love it, nishma bekoilu v'dovka b'kihu chayecha, that he didn't see that this is the true pleasure of life, then it doesn't continue, said Rav Moshe Feinstein. There's no future for the children to continue in the right way of the Messiah. Here, the Netziv gives his Tosefes. Then how is it shaykh to reach such a madrega? How is it shaykh to reach such a madrega of Leman Tich Yata V'Zerach Alahavas Hashem Alekecho? He teaches that that's good with the parasha saying, Kamitzvah Zeh Seh Shalom Eichem Tav Chayoyim. Or Vifl, you're going to be ligging and learning, you'll have a gishmak in your learning, you'll put yourself into learning. To be Mechadesh Chidushi Torah, and to be Shokua, your interest should be around being a Lamdin, being a Talmud Chochem. It says then you're able to survive the world out there. Echol Masha Toichal, Shsei Masha Tishte, and you'll be able to go through it all, being in a matziv of Laman Tichye. You'll be alive. If we'll see the difference in today's world. Between, so to speak, what's known today in a superficial way, but that's the way it's phrased, as modern orthodoxy, so to speak. What makes the difference between Yidden who are truly medakte kalak chamura and then Yidden who are just orthodox officially mnasof v'lachutz? Is Yiddishkeit a burden? It's just something technical that you have to get zechaneitzer with, that you have to never stick to the rules, so you'll get yourself the smallest going yarmulke going, and you'll get yourself, you'll do everything on the most minimal level. You'll buy your little of an estrig, Erev Sukkis after 1 o'clock in the afternoon when prices are going low, and you'll take pride telling your friends how you managed to get an estrig, which was so gishmak, you managed to get this most murdered estrig for 40 shekel, Nebuch, and everyone knows an estrig, or it's sometimes mind-boggling, you can hear these people, they'll spend money on everything under the sun, Nebuch, they'll spend thousands, tens of thousands of dollars taking their families on these most exotic crazy trips with who knows what, and then you'll hear them in shul taking pride how they managed to get by this super duper mehudadik estrig. The one that you look at it, of course, but they managed to get it for 50 shekel because he went to the shuk to get it Erev Sukkis, you know, in the afternoon, you know, and when already prices were all down, and he takes pride in his gewaldike geschmack and estrig that he managed to find, osheken oshelo v'chulu v'chulu. What's the difference between such a Yid and Nebuch? And Nebuch a Yid who makes sure he has his Dalet Minim. He's been searching his Dalet Minim. Who knows what? A man comes up to me and shulted. I'm shulted, you know. I'm willing to pay for a good estrig. $200, $300 tells me. Where are the Sochem who sell such a estrig? I can't find it. The estrig that they're showing to me in the meantime. Yeah, oh. It's a week before Rosh Hashanah. He's already worried about his estrig. And he's willing to spend the money. He's just trying to find out between the old and the light in shul. Like, where do you get those estrig from? Oh, what's the difference? One Yid, his main she'ifa in life is his Judaism, his Yiddishkeit. His pleasure of life is his Yiddishkeit. That's what he's alive for. His Judaism. Doing it right. Nebuch, the other person, is living a life of a goy. A life of his she'ifa is not to be a lamdin, to be a talmud chacham, to keep the mitzvahs. It's a lifestyle of a goy, just he knows that there's an Hashem. He knows that there's a Shulchan Aruch. He knows that there's rules, and it's in his DNA from his parents and his Zaydis, all the Mesirus Nefesh of the previous generations. You know that he has to stick to the rules. It's a burden on him. It's not. It didn't become his essence, who he is and what he is. This isn't what he's all about. That's really, your phrase in modern orthodoxy, your phrase, really the difference is the two types of people. The people who their Yiddishkeit is their main nekuda of what their life is all about. And then there's people who the Yiddishkeit is not what their main metzias of life is all about. Rather, it's a lifestyle of a goy that they have to stick to the Shulchan Aruch rules, hopefully, and get Zechad Eitzah with it. They have halachic problems that they have to somehow solve. And then they'll come up, well, who said this and who said this? And that's bordering exactly, we had these nisyonos for 2,500 years on the Karoyim. What are the Karoyim? They had problems. They had problems with the Torah Shebaal Peh. What is the problem with Torah Shebaal Peh? It began from a theory of Torah Shebaal Peh. It began from a kalus. They didn't want to keep Torah. Torah was a burden. Who said this? Who said this? Who said this? It's all a teretz. It's a teretz of a certain type of lifestyle that they're trying to lead. So here comes the Nitziv. And this is the main theme, according to the Nitziv, of a whole Parashas Nitzav. What makes two types of Jews different? What makes a Jew bone deep in his baner? He wants to be Jewish, and he is a Jew in his bones. And one Jew is Nebuchadnezzar, it's barely skin surface. He's big Jewish. It's not his essence, it's not his being. What makes that difference? The Shaila is one question. How much are you connected to the Daf Gemara? And that's really the secret behind it all, as we all know. Someone who's a Lamdan, someone who's a Talmud Chochem, someone who developed his Geshmak in his learning, he is the one who's choosing a lebedika true teredika life. He enjoys a mitzvah. He enjoys that kosher esrog. He'll be the bocher who's going to come running to me and tell me, Rebbe, I never had such a beautiful esrog. I never had an esrog before, and it's so beautiful. He's hyper about his esrog. Yes. A bocher knows how to horev, knows how to shvitz, how to shver melchamas to the Ramban, the melchamas and Ramban, and hichas roi tzeach, and svaris of ritzicha, bosa meikore as linon, bosa tvar mona as linon, and mona tvira tovar. It changes this boy's attitude of how he takes an esrik. It gives him a geschmack in sleeping in a cold sukkah. It gives him a geschmack in his davening. It gives him a way he's able to stand in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Rosh Hashanah and absolutely feel as a creature of Hashem and enjoy that recognition of total dependency and totally recognition of the Malchus of Hashem. That's the kach of a Malchavis, of a Ramban. And that's what a Rashba does. And that's what a Svar of a Toisvis does. When a person is connected to a Tosfos, a person is connected to a Ramban in a true way, he's a Jew in his bones. And that's why becoming a Lamdan nowadays, specifically when the world outside there is just so repulsive and pulling in for the Gashmistik, unless a person is a Lamdan, a Talmud Chacham, he has no way to survive the world out there. And that's this whole parish, the parish of the Golus, the Zman of the Golus. And there's one way. You have to be a Lamdan, you have to be a Talmud Chacham. That's the true mahalach, how to remain, to be a Jewish Jew in all situations. And it's not hard. And the Yisod is another Yisod. No Jew ever has a teretz that he may have a great life. There's no depression allowance in Yiddishkeit. There's no emotional problems allowed in Yiddishkeit. That's another yisod here. What's the Torah telling us? Re'ei, nosat v'funach ha-sachayim v'satoiv. If you'll be a Talmud Chochem, you'll be a Lamdan, life will be great. Gishmak. You have the opportunity. You have something in your DNA that no goyish psychologist or psychiatrist knows about. Or is shaykh to it. A Jew who has the potential of becoming a Lamdan, becoming a Talmud Chacham, being connected to Torah, he has the lifetime solution of having a great, gishmaka, pleasurable, emotional life. Alizus HaNefesh is alive. Being alive, being chayim, the chayim over here is referring to truly feeling simcha, always, alive, a lebedik alive. A Jew has all that he needs. He has in his DNA to take him, to make him, to take him on the right path and to make him into the most happiest, fulfilled human being. And that's this week's parish, according to the Nitziv. I can't say it enough. I can encourage you, learn this parsha, the eel, and learn it well, and take the Nitziv, and learn these lessons, and live it, and have a great life. Hagut and Shalom.